Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. On today's Pardon My Take, we are still in Buffalo. Grit Week 2021 coming to a close. We have Josh Allen on the podcast with offensive coordinator Brian Daboll. You heard a beep in the background. We'll explain that in a second. We're at a very special location recording today's show. We're going to do a recap of everything that's happened in Grit Week. We're going to do a Mount Rushmore of hotel moves, things you do at a hotel. We have Fyre Fest of the Week. We have a very special guest, Ed from Wingnuts, as well. And we're brought to you by our friends at Coors Light. Coors Light has sponsored all of Grit Week. Shout out everyone who came out yesterday and met us at the bar, enjoyed some nice, cold, refreshing Coors Lights. Coors Light is the official beer of the summer, slowing down summer. There's only a couple weeks left. Make sure you slow down summer, crack open a nice cold Coors Light, and enjoy the last few days of summer. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind this summer. So crack open that Coors Light. Enjoy it with friends and family. Enjoy it at a bar. Enjoy it at a beach. It's the best beer in the world. Coors Light is official beer of slowing down summer. It is the beer made to chill. We want you to savor every second of summer. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/take. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Thank you again to Coors Light for sponsoring all of Grit Week. It's been an unbelievable week, and it's in large part thanks to Coors Light. Okay, let's go.
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by Coors Light. Today is Friday, August 20th, and we are recording in a very special location. We are at the Knights of Columbus on Kenmore Ave in Buffalo, New York, at Wingnuts, our official favorite wing place of all time. It is Grit Week finale. We still have a couple interviews coming up next week that we filmed. But Grit Week finale, we are here, we're sitting at a table, we just ordered 100 wings. Boys, how are we feeling?
I'm feeling great. I woke up this morning thinking about chicken wings still. And I had the thought, as I was getting ready, packing up my bags, I wonder if it's a crazy move to come back to Wingnuts today. So we were out in Orchard Park talking to Josh Allen, Brian Daboll, Mitch Trubisky. And afterwards, we were like, where are we going to go? There's a great wing place right nearby, but we figured, you know what, like, it's calling us.
Yes.
When are we going to come back to Wingnuts next time? I didn't want to leave the city of Buffalo without having it a second time.
The city of Buffalo is, it's the greatest place on earth. We went to the meet and greet yesterday. It was like 2.5 hours straight of meeting people, taking pictures, and it was awesome. And we, like, I don't know what it is about Buffalo, something special. It must be in the wing sauce, but there's just something special about the people here, and it's so much fun to be here. A great finale for a Grit Week. I think are we all, like, still a little bit, like, you know, we're on the road. Everyone feeling okay?
Road life. I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
We were at the studio till like 1 a.m. I slept on the bus. I'm feeling gritty as hell.
Yeah.
The studio.
So, yeah, we went we did the whole Buffalo because we did –
That's how Native Americans used to do it.
Yeah, we did everything.
Every part.
We took every part of Buffalo. We did the wings. We did Josh Allen. We did Bill's camp. And then we recorded a new track with Benny the Butcher in the studio, which will be out in a couple weeks. There was a moment where I was like, I should have been in bed 3 hours ago, but I'm here recording
song with Benny the Butcher, this fucking rules.
Benny the Butcher is Buffalo. He's the nicest guy in the world. We sat down, we recorded, we got to see him do his entire creative process, which was him coming into the studio, listen to the track, which I was a little bit nervous about that because, like, we just came in with a track that me and Arian put together and did not have any idea if it was going to be something that he would vibe with. He walked into the engineer's room. 5 seconds, he's like, yeah, I can fuck with this.
Yeah.
And that's all that he needs. So he takes, like, 5 seconds to hear the track, sits down, writes it in his head, steps into the booth, like 30 seconds, and he's done. Absolutely nails it. Everybody's like, holy shit, this is better than watching Picasso paint. And then we're like, who's next?
This
and then
me.
Big Cat has to follow up Benny the Butcher.
Sucked. It sucked listening to his flow, and then I have negative flow. But it was an incredible experience. Sass and Roan on the track as well. Two people not on the track because we care about Jake and Billy. So there was a dog in the studio. That's why we didn't bring Jake. And Billy, if we walked into a studio to record a rap song, everyone would be like, who brought the cop? So we didn't bring Billy. Mm-hmm. What did you... So Jake and Billy were the only two who were left behind, and they went on a date last night? You guys went on a date in Buffalo.
Yeah, we went to a bar, had some nice Coors Lights, mountains were blue.
Okay.
Grabbed some sandwiches, and it was a good time.
Anything, like, remarkable? Any wing challenges that Billy failed at?
No, we did some Reubens, some really good Reubens, and it was a great time.
Okay.
So when we told the people at the Bills Stadium where you guys went, they just immediately laughed. They were like, yeah, that's where we used to go when we were 17 years old. So
uh-oh. Where did you guys go?
It was just like a high school bar?
This place called J.P. Fitzgerald's.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Shout out Tyler at the bar.
Do they have flair on the wall?
No.
Like Waiting? What is that? Yeah, the movie Waiting? Yeah. Shenanigans?
Shenanigans, yeah. You have to have a minimum, like, 12 pieces of
just
flair.
Austin some Major League Baseball on a Wednesday night.
Oh, no, that's office great.
We were watching the Yankees game.
Yeah. You were watching the Yankees game? Huh? Wow.
So, wait, this morning, so I think the reason Big Cap brought it up was because this morning you guys were like, boy, do we have a story to tell.
You're
you.
You're giggling.
No, that was Billy hyping up. We
Billy
just
was,
had pretty standard
so tell me, like, what?
Well, you guys had a lot of fun last night. We wanted to show you guys we had a little fun, too.
What did you guys talk about?
We just talked about, like, goals, how we got here.
Guess what? Let's talk about goals. Yeah. What goal did you share, Jake?
I mean, we all have goals.
Yeah? Give it to us.
We sure do.
I would imagine Jake's like, my goal is Sunday night football, broadcasting Sunday night football, and Billy's like, I just want to squat 350.
Pretty much along those lines.
Jake's
yes.
like, I want my mom to be proud of me. Billy's like, I want the biggest frog.
Yeah. Jake's like, I want to be able to broadcast my alma mater in a basketball game, go to the dome, Syracuse, a coming home moment, and Billy's like, I just want to figure out the right mix of creatine and whey powder so that I don't get the bloat. Did we nail it? Did we just
pretty
have the
combo?
You did miss a great dog last night, though.
Yeah.
Benny the Butcher's dog, it's like a 9-week-old golden doodle, and his name's Sawyer, and he made sure to tell us it's not like Tom Sawyer, it's named after the gun.
Sig Sawyer.
So, yeah, he's got a dog named after a gun.
Yep.
It is actually funny finding ourselves in those situations once every couple years where we're in a studio with, like, professional engineers, professional producers, and maybe the best rapper alive. Little Sass and Benny,
yes.
And then Roan, who's really good, and then me and Big Cat just parachute in once every 2 years, and we're like, "Yeah, we're rappers for the day."
So bad, my flow is so bad.
I think it's going to end up being a really good song.
It's a crisis of confidence every time I have to get in front of a mic in a rap studio.
I'm not a drug guy, but it would have been disrespectful for me to not partake.
Yes.
In the party favors.
And you're still high.
I'm still high.
Yeah, a little bit.
I can tell your
brain hasn't turned on fully.
So I was talking to one of his guys, and they were talking about going out to California and hang out with Snoop and how they smoked with Snoop. And I was like, I've heard that his stuff is really good. Like, he gives it to people basically to alpha them,
yeah,
to knock them out and be like, look, I'm Snoop. I'm still your dad. And he was like, nah, it was just as good as ours. So whatever I had last night, yeah.
Hell yes.
Good percentage that I am not fit to operate heavy machinery.
Buffalo. All right. So anything in the sports world? The only thing I had two stories that we could touch on. One is Max Kellerman is out. So officially, like, Stephen A. Smith, I think Skip officially has won this breakup. Because Stephen A. Smith is now moving on from the rebound.
So
it was a 5-year rebound or whatever.
Yeah, they were both rebound situations. But I think that Shannon has actually grown into being, like, you know, like, Skip's keeping him around for a little
bit.
Like, I don't mind this.
Yeah.
I listened to the Undisputed podcast the other day. Love him on FS1. He's the man. It was actually a really entertaining show.
Yeah.
I actually downloaded the podcast and I was like, this is good. I'm into it. So I think that Stephen A. Smith is basically, like, now he's moved on to getting into a battle with Mike Greenberg over like whose man's is ESPN, who's Batman, who's Robin over there.
Right.
So they're getting rid of Kellerman, and it's going to be, I guess, just a rotating.
They're not getting rid of him though, right?
Well, no, they're moving him onto the Greeny slot in the morning on the radio show.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be like a rotating cast of characters for Stephen A. Smith to just like step up and mow down verbally.
He's just
going to
dominate everyone. Coming. It's like almost a ESPN hazing, which they do. Also,
it's cannon fodder.
Whoever
the new guy is, it's like get abused and dominated by Stephen A. Smith. Put down like the dog whisperer holding like with his hand on your neck on live television.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't know who they're going to fill it up with. I really don't.
They need to bring Skip back. Skip is not. He's not skipped a beat. No pun intended. But he, I saw this morning, he was up at 2 a.m. and he was tweeting and Instagramming at LeBron saying, I'm up at 2 a.m. about to get my first workout in. Where are you at, LeBron?
Uh-huh. Well, Skip's also on tilt from the whole Urban Meyer doing the Tebow, Wesley Snipes to New Jack City
it's
on
been a
Tebow.
Tough week. Yeah. And then the other one was Andy Dalton saying that it's his time now. So that's a nice guy. Nice guy, Andy Dalton.
It's his time.
I still can't believe he said that, but whatever.
You have to say it, though. Because,
what do you expect him to say?
Well, what the Bears did is
like,
the exact same
Justin
thing.
Justin Fields better than me?
They did the exact same thing with
Mike Glennon, yeah.
Yeah, where they're like, hey, we're going to get you in because we want you to be the starter. So he has to at least like pretend like he's still the starter for a while and then hope it all works out after the fact. But yeah, you're right. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Great guy.
Nothing bad to say about Andy Dalton. Nice
Ritwick
guy.
Veteran.
I wish him the best possible outcome as a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. It's also
nice guy.
Trying to figure out, it's the second to last week of the preseason. Is this dress rehearsal week?
I think. Well, so we were just interviewing Josh Allen and Brian Daboll. Josh is not playing in the game on Saturday, so I don't know if it is.
Yeah, but I also think that's the Mitch move, where it's like this is revenge game for Mitch.
But
we want him to play against the Bears.
But I think dress rehearsal might be gone.
I'm so confused by it.
Yeah, because week three, they're not going to play, probably.
Maybe the first half. We need someone who's really good at fractions to figure out, like, what does three quarters of three games translate into? Like,
yes.
75% of three games. I think it's, like, the first half of week three.
Yes.
Might be dress rehearsal.
Yeah, so it is very these are the dumbest things that we think about, spend our time thinking about, but they
happen. No, it's
important. Yeah, it's very important. All right, some people walking in.
Yeah, you want to set the scene? You didn't even explain.
I did.
Coming here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Why we came here.
Yeah, so yesterday we came to Wingnuts. Well, we're going to get Ed in here in a second. So we'll do that. Is there anything else the story wise before we get Ed on?
The football team's narrowed it down to, I guess, three finalists, but they released a list of eight finalists.
Mm.
So it's amongst the Armada, the Brigade, the Commanders, the Defenders, the Presidents, the Red Hogs, the Red Wolves, and then the Washington
football
team.
That was a lot
of
names.
It's
just keep it for football.
It's eight. So if they make the playoffs, it has to stay football team. Hank's shaking his head no, because you don't understand that we're a football team and we play football.
Keep the football
team. Teams need mascots.
I'm okay.
Think about the kids.
I like Red Hogs. I like Red Wolves. I also think that they might just say this is a fake list and bring back Sentinels. I think they like Sentinels for some reason.
Mm.
I think they should go Bullets.
Bullets?
Okay.
I'm down.
And then the only other thing was Billy's wing video that was the most disappointing video of all time.
How's your butt?
And I was also chipping myself to death during it.
I'll save for my Firefest.
Okay, all right, perfect. Any other sports stories? The Yankees
are back. Yeah.
All the way back.
I wasn't able to watch. We're at the studio, so I didn't get to watch. So I haven't given my full attention yet, so that probably had something to do with it.
Yeah, also an early who's back, Rasheed Wallace.
Yes.
He's joined Penny Hardaway staff, and he's reuniting with Larry Brown. They're both assistants. So
yes.
Of course, those Pistons.
Larry Brown is on that team, too?
He just got hired this offseason, too.
That's
so that
crazy.
Bench is crazy. And they just got a number two recruit. Jalen Duren, so they're relevant again.
Larry Brown's definitely a Jim Calhoun guy who retires to go coach more basketball.
Yes.
He's never going to not coach basketball.
He's an advisor that slowly just sneaks his way into the bench, and then next thing you know, he's coaching the team.
But if you're a kid, why would you never – why would you say no to going to play for Penny Hardaway and Rasheed Wallace?
It'd be awesome.
Rasheed Wallace, the man.
It would be incredible. All right, I think that's all the stories. I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anything else – we've been on the road. We're going to get to our Fyre Fest. We're going to get to our Mount Rushmore. Anything else that we can think of that, Billy?
OnlyFans is taking off explicit content.
Oh, no.
Which is sort of like McDonald's stop selling burgers.
That's a good analogy, Billy.
Damn.
I like that.
Thank you for speaking in my terms.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. How much money is your OnlyFans a month, Billy?
I shut it down.
Oh.
Billy Feetball.
No, I was saying how much of your subscriptions, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't.
What's in your budget? Are you just like...
Budget.
Well, so it said like sexually explicit content, right? So I don't think that nudes are always sexually explicit. They can be beautiful.
Listen.
Where does the line get drawn between like a painting of a French girl done by Jack from Titanic and then just like hardcore pornography? Where's that line? Because you could have tasteful nudes on OnlyFans.
Yeah. It's also just, I mean, anytime they try to take porn off of the internet, it's like that's what the internet was... Is the driving engine behind the internet is porn.
Yeah, no, it's like trying to shovel a driveway in Antarctica.
Yeah, like you can't, like this is what it is. If you took all the porn off the internet, people would just not be on the internet anymore.
Mm-hmm. Or do you think it'd be like verbal meme, like if the world didn't have porn and it's the like city of the future?
Yes, absolutely. I think so too. Yeah. Absolutely. Now we're sounding like Josh McCown.
Yeah, that's true. Because you could take off in Omaha and land in where?
I think it was he took off to Detroit and they said we're in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? We're not supposed to be here. That's what happens when you go down a rabbit hole of porn.
I'll tell you this, somebody that spends time out of their day going to like film an anti-porn PSA watches a shitload of porn.
Yes, they're overcompensating for something.
If you don't watch porn, you don't go around telling people, "Hi, hey, my name's PFT. I don't watch porn."
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. You don't watch porn. Not a porn guy.
Not horny.
Not a porn guy. all right. Let's try to get Ed on, and then we're going to have Josh Allen and Brian Daboll on the show. Again, we have a couple extra Grit Week interviews coming next week. So we have Mitch coming on Monday and then Ryan Fitzpatrick on Wednesday. So it's a little like Grit Week, but it's the after the credits roll, and then you sit in the theater and it's like the funniest moments came after.
Sometimes that's the best stuff. Yes. And I don't think that there was any real like rhyme or reason to what order, whether we decided to go with like Rivera first or Fitzy first, because I think they're both great interviews.
Yeah, no, they're all great.
So it's going to be amazing. Yes. Should we get Alicia too?
I think it's only two of them, so they gotta.
Somebody's gotta make work the wings. Fryer?
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. All right. This podcast brought to you by SummerSlam. SummerSlam will be WWE's biggest event of 2021, headlined by megastar John Cena versus WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns, live from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas on Saturday, August 21st. And Barstool's going to be all over it. You're going to get full coverage, interviews, and access over the next 2 weeks. So stay tuned. It's coming up. It's this Saturday night. So if you don't have plans, now you do. If you can meet up with some of the guys in Vegas, I think Robbie, Brandon Walker's there, KFC, Feidelberg, a bunch of people are there. It's going to be a great party, so go check it out and buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. If you want to check it out at home, SummerSlam will stream live Saturday, August 21st at 8 p.m. on Peacock. You probably have Peacock because you're a huge PLL fan, and you had to watch our darling Jake and the Water Dogs, so you can now use Peacock to watch SummerSlam. This Saturday night, it's going to be the event of the summer. Check it out. Saturday, August 21st, 8 p.m. on Peacock, SummerSlam.
Okay, actual breaking moves. That's great. There's been a cow born named Baby Ben with a 7 on his head.
That's sick.
Baby Ben.
That's awesome.
Hank has given me the look, the CAP look.
That's Baby Ben.
That's Baby Ben.
But don't call Ben a cow. But that is Baby Ben.
I'm not throwing out the hat flag, but you know what? Yeah.
What?
No, I just don't I feel like that's something I've seen before. I don't know. That's like a repurposed.
Oh, that might be a repurposed thing.
Something that's been out there that just gets thrown
back. That's okay. It's new to me.
It's new to me. I don't think that Reddit would repurpose something. Yeah,
it's new to me.
No hat detected.
I love it. Jake, you want to give us one?
No cap.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys asked me to.
Yeah, I know, but it still hurts.
I'm beginning to see the other side of the table. Like,
thank you.
When I would say things and you guys would hear it, I'm going through that same experience right now with Jake.
It's like a deep in your belly you feel it when someone throws out.
Yeah, it's like the people that don't have empathy for a situation until they go through it themselves.
Yes.
That's what I'm experiencing
now you understand Hank, Liam, and Billy hasn't even been listening. But Hank, Liam, and I have been going through this for a very long time.
The rest of the world.
Yeah. Yes, the rest of the world. Okay, we got our guy Ed here. So a little backstory. So yesterday we were in Buffalo. A listener, Joe, tipped me off to this place called Wingnuts. We walked in. It's in a Knights of Columbus, so it's not even a restaurant. It's a kitchen in the Knights of Columbus. We walked in. At first, we're like, we're in the wrong place. This isn't a restaurant. This isn't a place that we should be. Then we walked in the door, and we're like, no, this is the greatest place on earth. We're here. And we got a bunch of wings. We started talking to our guy, Ed. Ed and his wife, Alicia, run Wing Nuts. And we woke up this morning and said, we got to come back. So we're taping the podcast at the Knights of Columbus at Wing Nuts. And we figured we have to get Ed on for 5 minutes to explain to us how he created the greatest wing that we've ever had.
Okay, well, back in 05, my wife and I went out for wings, and they were terrible. And we were driving home, and we're like, how can we live in Buffalo, the capital of the world for chicken wings, and have them be this bad? So we decided to identify the problems and start working on them. And we identified three problems: size, sauciness, and crunch. And we thought if we could get that into a wing, we'd have a product. So we started with a little tabletop deep fryer in our basement, and we threw in two wings, and we tried them. Oh, they were terrible. We threw them away. And we tried two more, and oh, they were horrible. We threw them away. And we did this over and over for a year. Finally, we hit the texture that we serve now. And in doing so, we were creating the sauces. And then when we were ready, we decided to try them out on some of our friends. So we had two or three people over to our house on a Friday night. That turned into 23 people over to our house on a Friday night. And we ended up busting out of our basement and ended up in the backyard. So we had people come to us and ask, if I do a party, would you guys make wings for it? And we're like, yeah. So we ended up getting a restaurant-sized deep fryer, and instead of doing drop-off catering, we actually took the fryer with us to every single party and cooked the wings on the spot. Sometimes it was upwards of 800 in a day. And it was very successful. People kept asking us all over if we would do this, and we did bunch parties, but we couldn't do anything in the winter. So we ended up doing this for 9 summers. And then some guy came up to us and said, I had your food at one of the parties. I'm buying a bar, and I'd like you and your wife to work for me, make the Wing Nuts wings in the Wing Nuts name in exchange for bringing people in. And we said yes. And we worked there for 10 months, and it was over. The job ended, and he moved or something. But a few months later, we were driving by the Knights of Columbus one day, and the sign outside said kitchen for rent. So we turned around, and we got an interview, and we asked them, aside from renting the kitchen, can we rent this room too? And now we have a dining room, and we've been here for 3 years now.
Okay. Incredible.
And so you were thinking about maybe expanding a little bit over the last couple of years. I guess COVID was tough on the business. I know you guys can't even do the gravy now or the beef because of the prices and things like that.
Right.
But you guys were about to expand, then you know what? You can't do it just yet. But you're still looking maybe in the future.
Oh, yes.
That's the goal.
We do want to get out of here.
Yes. Even though this is it's incredible to walk in here because it felt like it's just a unique experience.
Well, Alicia and I are very quality-based. All of our food has to be top-notch or it doesn't go on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys know what the wings are like. But her and I have a whole bunch of recipes that are just that good.
Oh, man.
The problem is we don't have the equipment in the kitchen or the storage or the refrigeration or any of that stuff to be able to do them all. So all of our recipes sit in a folder in our dresser drawer at home waiting for the day when we have an actual real kitchen and a real restaurant.
So I love it.
I love the story behind it because I told you this yesterday. That's a quote from Gandhi. Is be the change you want to see in the world. And you took that and applied it to wings.
Yep.
And you did a hell of a job. They're amazing. They are honestly the best chicken wings I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. And I've eaten probably thousands, tens of thousands of chicken wings. They're the best. They're as advertised. And we just got back from talking to Josh Allen. We went out there. We told him, you got to try Wing Nuts. So he's going to come. I don't know. Like, he didn't give us a time frame.
Yeah, he's going
to
come.
He's going to come by. Guaranteed. He's going to try your wings.
Yes.
And, yeah. And if he loves them, he's going to keep coming back. And he's going to tell the Bills, too.
Yes. My prayer is that we're not sold out when he walks in.
Yes, that's true. Because you, so we came here, we posted about it. I hope that didn't, like, get a bunch of people, like, too many people coming here. But we loved it. We loved it.
After you folks, we're already sold out today.
Really? And it's, like, 2 o'clock. That's incredible. So let's end with this. The Bills this year. How are we feeling? So you told us yesterday your whole story. Bills, lifelong Buffalo guy. Bills through and through.
Yep.
Is this the year?
Yep.
Okay. Done.
Yeah. I mean, Josh, if you can hear this, I've loved the Bills my whole life, and you are the man. So, uh-huh. You know, I mean, like I said, I was at the very first game I ever played in Rich Stadium.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful, and I have been a fan. I played high school football, so... I mean, football's king. There's no doubt about it. Football is king.
Yes.
And so that's the deal. I just won Super Bowl, you know? I mean, watching four in a row go down, I was just so heartbroken.
And the fourth one, were you like, this is over?
I mean, yeah, you knew right away.
Yeah.
But it was the first one that killed me the most because it was on my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your birthday week.
Norway. And, you know, everybody in this city thought they were going to win it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And,
did you watch the 30 for 30 that they produced, ESPN?
Yeah, the one with the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Was that hard to relive it? Although, I mean, it also is, it's one of those things, maybe, obviously you didn't win a Super Bowl, but enough years have passed where it's like, that was an incredible run.
Oh, you know, there are more Buffalo Bills from that four Super Bowl run in the Hall of Fame than any other team that never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. And I couldn't be more proud of that team. I love Jim Kelly and all those people. Saw them play live hundreds of times. Just, you know, I went to games all the time back then.
Yeah.
And I was at the very first game Cornelius Bennett came out wearing 55, and you couldn't believe how fast that guy was.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Bills moment of all time?
I have a favorite Bills game.
Yeah. Okay.
The Oakland Raider AFC Championship game. That was their shining moment.
That game. In that 30 for 30, they had a bunch of clips from it. It was like a perfect, like, cold Buffalo day and looked like the biggest party of all time.
And there was no team in the league that was going to beat Buffalo that day.
Yeah.
No.
They just, and the way Jim Kelly geared the no huddle offense, I would love to see
Josh do that.
Yeah. You know? Because he's got everything he needs to just walk right through defenses like they're not even there.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do. We need to get home field advantage for the Bills this year. Get them in the playoffs all the way. I don't have some snow games, some snow football in Buffalo. And then we'll have you cater the AFC Championship game after party.
Mm-hmm.
My goal for Wingnuts would be 30-foot semis to the Super Bowl.
Oh, there we go. Yes. Yes. I love that.
That's been the dream for a long time.
I love it. Well, Ed, you're the best. We really, I mean, we're back a second day in a row, and hopefully we'll get something going with Josh, and I want to see Ed and Alicia Wingnuts to the moon because it's that good.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, guys. You guys are the best, and go Bills.
Go Bills.
Before we get to Josh Allen, I want to talk to you guys about our great friends over at Sling. Sling.com. Go over there, sign up now, get your first month starting at just $10. If you love watching live sports but you're tired of the high prices, it's time to take control of that TV watching experience. It's time that you get Sling. Sling is the place where your favorite live sports come together for less. With Sling, you can watch pro and college football, stay up to date on your fantasy league, and build your perfect channel lineup to follow your favorite conferences. Plus, they have ways to watch local channels for free. Sling is super easy to sign up. It's easy to use. No contracts, starting at just $35 a month. Sign up now. Get your first month for just $10. So whatever you're into, if it's football, baseball, basketball, hockey, tennis, soccer, or golf, Sling is where you can find the live sports that you love, all in one place for less. Sling gives you access to exclusive content on the new Barstool Sports channel as well. That's important. If you want to watch us, get Sling. Go to sling.com to sign up now. Get your first month starting at just $10. And now, here is Josh Allen and Brian Daboll.
Okay, we now welcome on very special guests. We are at Buffalo Bills training camp. It is Grit Week 2021. We're brought to you by Coors Light. We have 5-time Super Bowl champ and national champion, offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, Brian Daboll. And then we have MVP of the famous Potato Bowl, Josh Allen. You might have heard of him. So thank you guys for joining us. We start every interview on Grit Week with the same question. By the way, you'll hear practice in the background. They're like hitting sleds. It's very gritty. But let's start with you, Coach.
Sure.
What does grit mean to you?
I'd say that guys that never give in have a lot of toughness, probably have faced some adversity in their life or failure on a practice field and really didn't let failure define them, but more refine them, if you will. Which I think we got a lot of guys here that kind of define that word.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Josh?
I'm a one-up you. Buffalo.
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go. Yes.
Man, a few words. Yes. That's simple, but I like it. You were talking about like not letting failure define you. What if you failed so much on the football field that you decide to start a podcast instead talking about football?
Mm-hmm.
So you embrace.
Well, if I was making what you guys make, that might be okay.
Yeah, it's true. You know? 82K an episode, no big deal.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I could see, like, if you were a kicker, maybe, you know, and you tried it out and made a couple field goals, but maybe didn't make the team, like, the podcast would be probably where you see
the one arm, right? The one face mask.
Yeah. Yeah. Those who can't kick podcast.
Yeah. Hey, that's I've a good heard one. That before.
Yeah, that needs to be a t-shirt.
Actually, when I say it out loud, that's really depressing.
So we have Coach Dable for about 15 minutes. Then we're going to, people are probably like, why haven't we brought up Josh Allen owing us $15 million? We're going to get to that. But Coach, so you have coached under some incredible guys, Saban and Belichick, a bunch of different coaching trees.
Sure.
Who's funnier, Belichick or Saban?
They're both a little different.
Okay.
I'd say Bill's kind of dry humor. Nick will get you some zingers in there. I'd say Nick definitely dresses better than Bill. That's probably the big difference between the two.
Yep.
But both awesome coaches. Grateful I had the opportunity to work for him. Bill's dry humor, though.
Yeah.
He does great impressions of both.
Oh.
Can we get a Saban?
Yeah, no. Should I?
Wait. Well, honestly, if you did a Nick Saban impression right now and it went viral, would he kill you?
No, I don't think he would. But this guy's more the impression guy, so I'll leave that to him.
But serious question about Belichick. So you were at the Patriots, then you went with Mangini.
Yep.
So you were basically Fredo. You, like, went against the family, and then you went back to Belichick.
Yeah.
How did that conversation happen when you were welcomed back into
the
family?
Back? Yeah, I mean, Bill's great. He had an opportunity to talk to him kind of when it went down in terms of Kansas City and had a good conversation with him. He's the best, man. He's a mentor of mine. He's been awesome. He just, you know, he called me and said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Yeah, that'd be a good deal."
Okay, so last Belichick question.
Yeah.
So when you're coaching against him, you're coaching offense, he's has his hands in defense. Do you ever psych yourself out? You're like, "He thinks I'm going to do this." So I'm going to do this, but then he knows I know that he knows that.
Yeah, Big Cat, I think that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, okay,
right there.
All right.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I think that whether it's Bill or either other guys you work with, you're always sitting there and game planning and thinking, shit, they're going to do this. No, let's do this.
Yeah, he knows what I think I'm going to
exactly
react,
right.
So now I got to do the other thing, but he also knows that's how I'm going to react.
Exactly right.
All right, I'm already
it's like Coach Klein from Waterboy.
Yeah.
You give to the running. No, you fake.
Yes.
You fake to the running
yes,
back.
Yes. That's how I'd just be paralyzed and never get the play call in.
So one thing I love about your offense is, especially like the Hail Marys to the fullbacks. I love those plays whenever you incorporate those.
Appreciate that.
I'd like to encourage you to run more of them, but you do use a fullback.
That was a long night. He called and said, "Hey, can we get this in?" I said, "Sure, that's what you want." So,
But I do love that you use a fullback because I feel like it's gone to a point in football where so many teams have said we're never going to have a fullback on our team. And defenses have kind of like adjusted to that a little bit. So if you do have more of a smash mouth element, you do get a competitive advantage at times. As a fan of the fullback position, can you share with me what makes you love that so much?
Well, it gives you another lead blocker, and then sometimes it puts defenses into base defense, if you will. So if you're evaluating, let's just say you're evaluating Team B, you're getting ready to play them, and they have a fewer amount of calls in base defense, maybe that helps the quarterback out. Look, everything we do is to try to help this guy out. So if that's the case, that's a good deal for us. But fullbacks, you're right. You know, you look at these you're in college and you're recruiting and you're doing all these things. They're a dying breed. There's not many of them out there. Mm-hmm. Not many little kids in Pee Wee football say, "I want to be a fullback anymore."
Yeah.
You know?
It's gritty.
It's a shame.
Are you going to run more CD formation this year?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not getting me on that one. That might
he's
be
good, I'm telling
Josh
you.
Texted me last night. He's like, "We got to get Coach with some Bofas and some CD nuts." So,
no, no.
All right, we'll have to figure out something else.
Your boy Johnny Ligma tried to get me on that.
Big Cat brought up Belichick and Saban. There's also Tony Sperano. So we were a big fan of the Wildcat formation when it came out. I've always thought that just the name Wildcat made it catch on way more than it would have if it was called something stupid. Mm-hmm. But like hearing Wildcat, it was like, oh, I want to try to run that. When you were working with him, I think that was past when that was.
Yeah, I got there after. Yeah, I got there after with it when they had Ronnie Brown and those guys. But go ahead, sorry.
I was just gonna say, did he ever like look at you like, maybe just put one Wildcat play in this weekend?
Yeah, no. Tony was the best. God rest his soul. He was an awesome man. I'll tell you, there's a little carnival up here. It's kind of big. It's a little church carnival. There's a lot of people that go to it, you know, beer tent and little things like that, you know, high school reunion from probably 1970 to 2010, right? So he comes up and visits me in the summer. He's like, let me go to this. He's got this dry voice. Let me go to this carnival with you. So I bring him to the carnival, and, you know, it's a bunch of people from Buffalo, my hometown, some towns around there, and no one really knows who he is, and he had a great time, right? So we're in a preseason game, and I'd call a play, and he'd be like, like, you don't want that, Tony? Like, I'll do something different. No, go ahead. It hit. Maybe we'd catch it and run 10 yards. He wouldn't say anything. I'd call it again. -2. I knew that was going to happen. So we hit another one. He gives me an and we score. I think it was to Reggie. And I'm on the field, you know, screaming, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he knows I was kind of giving it back. And he goes, hey, Dave's, I'm not one of your Q of H buddies, you know, like he was at this deal. So he was a great guy, man. Oh, God rest his soul. I miss him a lot.
All right, so, Josh, we always talk to you about, you know, your play. It's always so electric, but you usually have once a game the smash every button play where it's like you avoid a sack, you're like falling down, you're throwing the ball. So I want from your perspective what's going through your head, and then I want from coach's perspective what's going through your head when that play comes out.
Well, really, my perspective is just try to make a play. Not like, again, when I get in those situations where I'm 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, I'm like, I can't take a sack here. Like, I got to do whatever I can to get out of this. So that's really the whole main thing behind it. Like, I'm just trying not to put ourselves in a negative situation. And you know what they say, negative times a negative is positive. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my mindset.
Wait, I'm trying to do the math real quick. Negative times a negative
is a positive.
So like if you're having a really shitty play, if you do something even shittier,
it'll usually turn out
to be good.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
that's perfect. I mean, it works out most of the time, right?
Yeah. No, I got full confidence in them. So, you know, so look, there's going to be some of those plays, and that's what really makes him a good player too. You know, he'll have a bad one, and he knows it. Probably early in his career, I got a little bit more frustrated with him when we were first starting out. You know, he's in field goal range. He gets a sack. I'm screaming at him before the play's even over. He's looking up at me underneath the pile. But, you know, part of what makes him a really good football player is he's instinctive, and I would never want to take that away from him. So we get, you know, sometimes there's going to be some bad plays in there, and it's how do we respond and rebound. And he knows I got a lot of faith and confidence in him, and, you know, he makes the right decision most of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How has Phillip been?
No. you guys are good. I mean, right back to back. Come that's on. Good. I mean, you got to come stronger than that, fellas.
What the hell?
We looked you him sound up like all the guys too. On a team because when he walks around outside on the practice field, I mean, no one's even talking to him.
So I'm not even going to try with Imagine Dragons.
No, that's all right. Yeah, keep them rolling. Keep them rolling. We'll give you some good ones when we get out of here. Up your game a little bit.
I did read that you were Brett Favre's quarterback coach for a while. What's that like?
Awesome.
Being Brett Favre's quarterback coach, are you just like, can you just throw one fewer interception a game and we'll be good?
So, what do you hit me for? What do you want to do? No, I don't want to tell that one. no, he was awesome. You know, it was a brand new system for him, right? So he had played in the West Coast with Mike and all those guys, and you know, Mike T trades for him. We get him at the Jets, and I'm sitting there with him going through. He's like, "Hey, you got to translate some of these for me." The West Coast, I didn't have no idea about the West Coast, so. He getting beans. Finally, he picked it up, and he was good with it. He only wanted about – he's like, Dad, he called me Dabs. Dabs, we don't need, like, 50 plays. Just give me these 6. I'll make it work. So, finally, he got it. He'd be in our meetings. He'd go, all right. And I was a quarterback coach. He's like, let's do the sitcom game. All right, Tootie. Where's she from? Facts of life. So we'd spend like 10 minutes. He'd start rattling off like sitcom characters. And the two young quarterbacks, I think it was Ainge and Brett Ratliff and Kellen Clemens, were like, can we get going? He'd be like, Yeah. Hey, put that highlight on back on 1994 when I did this, you know. And then, you know, he's the other thing, he'd be, you know, he can sling it. He'd get an unbelievable arm. So we'd have certain plays that say, hey, look, cover two, you really want to focus on this side. Not a great play on this side. He'd be like, hey, Dabs, I got 372 completions in cover two on that side.
Yeah.
So, but he was awesome. One of my favorites. He's just, he's fun. Great personality.
Well, there's that story of him. I think he was the one that told it, where he was sitting down in the film room and his coach was explaining what nickel coverage was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he was in the NFL.
That's it?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you just mean the extra cornerback.
That's exactly
what
right.
we call it?
That's
Is
it.
Is that kind of how he was? He's just like kind of he knew the game but didn't have all the nomenclature?
No. He knew it. I mean, some of that is blown out of proportion. He knew it. He'd call me at night. He'd be like, hey, talk to Shoddy. You know, go back and see if you can get this 1998 plate. Third quarter, I think I was going away from him. Like, he just had a really unbelievable memory. Awesome. The first play he had at the Jets, we're running a little flat slant. You know, now all these quarterbacks do these look-offs and throw it one way. It's the first time I seen him do it. He looks over at the flat, and Jericho Cotchery's running a slant. And what's that one movie? The guy didn't have great hands. What's that movie? Featherstone?
I'm not. I think no, you're giants. Trying to set me up.
Now. No. Featherstone.
Okay.
I think that's
right.
name.
Yeah, yeah.
Booms right off Cotchery's helmet, goes flying up the air, and Cotchery's like, God damn. And it was like a rocket ball.
Yeah.
So, but he was a lot of fun.
So, who's got a better arm, Josh or Brett Favre?
Yeah, they both got great arms.
Oh,
I'm taking my man here. He's been with me for 4 years.
How, Josh, what do you think right now? Have you gotten, farther in terms of your ability to throw it?
I don't think so. Okay. I think, again, coming out in college, that's what I did. I threw it hard.
Rocket arm,
you know?
Yeah.
And I've kind of toned it down. I've learned how to, you know, use different clubs in the bag, if you will, and just haven't spent a whole lot of time on long toss, which that's kind of what helps you throw the ball a little further. But
he had one today to Beasley. It about took Beasley's head off.
Yeah.
Beasley came over and he's like, Jesus Christ, that was like, it was on him before he even turned, and he caught it, but it was humming.
Yes,
it was
yes.
humming. There's not many throws that he can't make.
Yeah, sounds like there's a throw he can't make.
He said
so
not
there's
many.
Not many.
Yeah.
So there's got to
oh, yeah,
be
yeah,
one
that's
that he...
That's probably, I said it the wrong way.
How so what's...
Can he make every throw?
He can make every throw.
Every throw.
I read that your offensive philosophy is everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler. Is that fair? Because that's a genius quote. I read it five times this morning. I was like, wait, wow, that should be that's like a life lesson.
Yeah, let's not make this game too hard for these guys. We all played it or played different sports growing up. The more you got to think about, the worse you usually are. Now, we have a lot of stuff, but you need some smart guys to do it. And once you do it, he's great with the receivers. And get open, catch the ball. You know, Diggs will ask something. He's doing today a walkthrough. He's like, what? Just get open and catch the ball. We try to make it simple and let these guys play as fast as they can.
Yeah.
But it helps when you got a quarterback that can help kind of orchestrate it all.
Yeah. I love hearing stories after games of old-timers when they say, you know what, we ran the same play 9 times in a row because they couldn't stop it. And we said we're going to run it until they prove that they can do something about it. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're like, you know what, we're going to go power right until they can tackle? Let's just keep doing it.
Yeah, I think I've been involved in a few games like that. Probably not as much a play caller as just being part of the staff, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, we do it out here sometimes in a team pass drill. I'll say, hey, look, just take this play and call it 10 times in a row, you know, with the different options, and just, look, they're going to play something different, you know, odds are, so you're getting, you know, different looks at it.
We're kind of, I don't want to say football geniuses, but we're pretty close
to
it.
No, I'd say that.
We think outside
That's
the box.
Okay.
Yeah.
And along those same lines, what I used to do in Madden all the time, I would just go Hail Mary all the time. Like first down, second down, second and three.
Verts,
and
four verts, baby.
Four verts.
Maybe we'll try that
Have
on
you ever
Saturday
thought
night.
That
might be a good little package there.
Because people only run Hail Mary at the end of a half or at the end of a game.
Yeah.
Like, why not just break it out on second and three?
Yeah.
You know the last play of the game where you just keep lateraling it? That's what we want to do first play of the game.
Thank you. Yeah. I've been trying to get that through people's heads for a while.
Coming to a couple of our staff meetings here.
Design downfield laterals, that's the future of football.
Yeah, we'll set up
if
a Zoom.
If you can make it happen. But honestly, the Hail Mary on second down, they'll never see it coming.
Never. No, and that's a good thing about a play caller. Keep them guessing, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you have – so you got to go in a second. Do you have train off Jill Seattle in your playbook still?
We do.
Do you have that, Josh?
We do.
Do you like that play? Is that one of your favorite plays?
He's not getting you.
Seattle.
No, it's
Seattle. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it's the play that Tua game. Won the national championship.
Gotcha.
With,
yeah.
Which I read the story that you basically had a list of his favorite plays in the top right corner of your play yeah. card, and that was like second and 26. Like, let's just do it.
Yeah. You know, we called a first down play there that we thought had a chance, and shit, we're sitting there at second and 26. They kicked a field goal. And that was one of his favorites, and did a great job with it, and looked off to safety and threw it up to Smitty. It was, you know, all those championship games that I've been fortunate to be part of, they've all come down to the last play.
Yeah.
As crazy as that sounds.
That is
that
crazy.
Play, the overtime against Atlanta, the Seattle Super Bowl, you know, we intercept the pass. There's the field goal against the Rams, field goal against the interception against the Eagles, field goal against Carolina. Could easily go the other way.
Yeah.
And you could tell that, like, when Tua got in, Tua was going to be – ready to go.
I was so mad at you guys because I bet Georgia.
Did you?
And I was like, this shouldn't be legal.
Yeah.
Because like I bet against Jalen Hurts, all good, you know, all due respect, nice guy and all that. But like, that's what my bet was about. And then you brought in Tua. I was like, this isn't fair.
Yeah.
So.
What quarterback are you talking about?
Tua's nuts.
He's all over it.
All right, this has been a stalemate. This is like two bull elephants on the open savannah staring at each other.
This is good. Not little competition. We love competition here.
Yeah,
you know, so yeah. We go back and forth at it.
Well, Coach, you got to go. We now have to basically hold Josh hostage for the $15 million that he owes us.
See the security guy back there? I'm a little scared.
Yeah,
he's rocked
Billy's
up
back
today.
There. Yeah, but Coach, thank you. Best of luck this year.
Yeah, thank you guys.
We
man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys coming in, and I hope you enjoyed Buffalo. It's a great town.
Yeah,
absolutely love this place.
Be careful about Ligma.
This guy.
What? It's a tick, the Ligma tick.
You like Chef Boyardee?
Oh, whoa. Yeah, that was athletic.
That was good recovery.
All right, thanks, Coach. All right, so
Josh, you owe us 10, what, 15, 15
million dollars.
Did I specify which contract we were talking about?
The next one, yeah. You said the next one, 10%.
Did I say the next football contract?
Well, I think I noticed that when you signed the contract – I wasn't like aggressive about it. I said a very nice like, "Hey, congrats, you deserve it." Text, never got a reply. So I figured, huh, that's weird. He must think that we forgot about this $15 million he owes us. So you said 10% of your next contract, and we're being nice right now, actually, because we're doing just guaranteed money.
Yeah.
So $15 million cash or check. What do you want to do?
Maybe just like a trip to downtown Buffalo to get shopping or something.
Oh,
so, yeah. So that I did not consult with Big Cat when I tweeted that. At first, I want to say the first thing I did not do was ask you for money. The first thing I did was just be like, wow, Josh is rich as fuck now.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. So I wanted to get that out of the way. But then the second thing I did was we're not greedy. So I figured like $50,000 in a downtown Buffalo shopping spree for the boys would be a nice little settlement.
Yeah, there's a bunch of boys.
There's a bunch of boys here.
But it's really,
but we've got,
you know, take care of me, PFT, and Hank.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what we're saying.
$50,000
and Jake
in store credit, and then maybe a little extra on the top to wet the beak would be okay.
Yeah. I mean, we could work something out.
We
right?
actually want to work out a real deal because we went to this wing place called Wing Nuts that is incredible. We told the owner, he like almost cried when we said, we're going to tell Josh Allen about this place. They have a kitchen out of the Knights of Columbus, so they don't even have a restaurant. I don't know. It would be cool if we could get them a restaurant space. Maybe go in.
And you'd be okay with that? That's your commission?
Yes. Yeah. All three of us maybe investors in Wing Nuts? Yeah. I don't know.
So it's Ed and his wife, Alicia.
Yeah. Okay.
And they you can vouch for, like, you guys are, these wings are great.
They're incredible. The best wings I've ever had in my
incredible.
Life.
Incredible.
And we eat a shitload of chicken wings.
Yeah.
And this guy, Ed. Same. His story is, he's the most Buffalo person in the world.
Yes.
He went to the very first Buffalo Bills game. He was watching the Super Bowl on his birthday when Scott Norwood missed the kick wide right. And he's been in this town, I think, his entire life.
Yeah.
Him and his wife went out for dinner one time.
We might have him on the podcast.
We might have him on the podcast.
Yeah.
So should I not tell the story?
Yeah. Don't tell that part.
Okay.
You got to have him tell that part. But he's as Buffalo as it gets.
Okay.
Yeah. What PFD is saying is exactly right. He's as Buffalo gets.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Wing Nuts. I'm going to eat it, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, try it first.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fair.
But actually,
that's fair.
That's better because you'll probably want to give them more money.
Yes. Yeah, no, you'll be like, that probably will fuck us because you'll kick us out of the investment group.
No, we're
Because you'll want it all on your own.
25, 25, 25.
Yeah, and then you're the money. You're the cash guy.
Yeah, you're the executive producer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we're boots on the ground.
So let's do it. What did you buy, though, for real?
Nothing yet.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't get, like, a new truck?
I thought didn't you buy some trees?
Well, that was prior, but yeah, we put in 155 acres of pistachios, so that was fun.
What are you going to call it?
It's Allen Family Orchards.
Okay, what are you going to call the things that come out of the trees?
Josh's Nuts.
Okay, nice.
Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what I wanted.
How many trees is 150 acres?
It's about 21,000 trees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Give or take.
Did you help plant them?
Personally, we didn't, but there's a crew that comes out and they plant them in a couple days. It's pretty spectacular to watch.
So when you decide that you're going to buy that many trees, do you do it because it's an investment for the future, or do you do it because you just love trees?
Yeah, it's an investment for the future, but again, my dad's had this farm for, as long as I've been alive, he's been alive. It's kind of a generational deal, and we've been doing row crops, and the problem with row crops is you can't really tell what the weather's going to be like, and there's a lot of things that you can't control, but putting in trees, it's a solid investment. It takes about 4.5-5 years to produce an actual plant, though, and so that's it's a long-term play. But once it starts rolling, it's pretty good.
Yeah. There's money in trees. I like it. Although arborists are a crock of shit.
They are.
They don't know what they're doing. I think that's actually a pretty cool thing to spend money on. You don't think about buying plants and then having them pay dividends in the future.
Yeah.
Well, certain types.
I saw a quote you had about the media. I just want to make sure you're not talking about us, but you said, no offense to the media, but the bar I set for myself is higher than anything anyone else can set for me. You're not talking about us, right?
No, of course not.
Okay, all right, good.
You guys are, like, I'd call you journalists.
Yeah.
Yes,
not the media. Yep. Right?
But are you in, like, I mean, it's kind of a bad question. I guess I'll ask it. But, like, have you had the thought of, like, everyone was so impressed with what I did last year, and they expect me to keep going, keep progressing, keep getting better. That's a lot of pressure.
I mean, I expect that too, though.
Like, yeah.
That's something I set for myself as well. So.
The thing that would really fuck me up if I were in your shoes, not to make you nervous or whatever, you're not going to be nervous, but if you won a Super Bowl for the city of Buffalo, I actually think that, like, I don't know, like, you would be the king of Buffalo forever. God. Like, the people, we were out yesterday meeting and greeting the people of Buffalo. We love Buffalo. But their excitement for the Bills and their excitement for Josh Allen is so out of this world. It's, like, insane. So, not to make you nervous, again, literally their entire happiness, life, everything is resting on your shoulders.
Yeah. I mean, I've known that since we got here, you know, and it's no different now, but it is, again, when I first got here, stories about the early 90s, be the next Jim Kelly. Like, you're going to be, like, it's just like, I get it. And the excitement that the fans have here, and it's unbelievable. Everywhere you go, like, it is live, breathe, die Buffalo football. And people's lives actually are affected by how we perform.
Yes. Yeah.
And I swear there was a statistic a few years ago. Work attendance after we won, like, on average was, like, decreased by 50% the next day. people love the Bills.
Are you ruining the local economy here? Is Josh Allen actually bad for
Buffalo? It's a byproduct of playing.
I love it.
That's great. But I would actually think it would be worse if you lost, because people, like, I don't know. Maybe it's kind of the same for me. Like, I don't know whether or not to get drunk in joy or get drunk in misery.
Yeah.
But you probably want to go to work to take your mind off it.
That's the balance, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find it. I'm excited, though. I'm excited for the people of Buffalo and excited for you. So you, how are you feeling this camp has gone? That's a real traditional media question.
Yeah, no, it's been a really good camp. The addition of Emmanuel Sanders, you know, he's been fantastic for us.
It's good that you said that, because I didn't know he was on the team.
Yeah, you know, he's doing really well. But the plays that we've been putting in, guys are working their tails off right now. And I'll tell you what, we drafted a few rookies on the D-line and the offensive line that are going to be really damn good. And I'm excited to see them progress and how they're going to play here in the next couple preseason games. And I'll tell you what, Brandon Bean's going to have some tough decisions to make, because we have a really good roster.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you gone horseback riding with Ed Oliver yet?
I have not, but I have been driving down the road to go eat, and he's just galloping along, and he's just literally in the middle of the street, just on his horse.
Like, that's amazing.
I love it. Is that how he usually gets around? Has he ever ridden a horse to practice?
He has not yet, but I don't know if we should tell him that, because he will do it.
He should absolutely do that.
Yeah. He definitely will. Sure.
Big Cat was just talking about, like, the media and how, you know, they kind of changed their tune on you last year. a little bit. I like to think that we bullied them into starting to change their tune because I think week two we were like, earmuffs, Josh, suck my dick if you didn't believe in Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm. But, suck the whole goddamn dick. It's not big, but you can fit taste all of it. All.
But we were kind of bullying people into starting to apologize because you probably have the most cold takes surrounding your career of any quarterback in the NFL. Everyone was sure that you were not going to work out when you were a rookie as a first-round pick. Has anybody reached out to you personally to apologize?
Good question.
Not that I know of. Not like, hey, I thought I was wrong. Like, none of that.
No one in the media? They're still waiting. They're still waiting. Hoping.
No, because here's why this is a crock of shit. Because when they realized they were wrong, they just, like, apologized to everybody that followed them on Twitter.
Right.
And made the apology. Like, look how great I am at apologizing.
Yeah, right.
And owning up for my bad take. I'm going to own this, But you are the aggrieved party. They should be personally reaching out to you.
But based on what he did in college and the numbers, this is what it was supposed to be.
Right.
You know? Yeah, in retro, you know what? I was right. But then retrospectively, I was wrong. So I was wrong. I was right about being wrong.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. All right, so I have one last question. It's a Mattress Firm. Oh, wait, actually, before I ask that question, do you have have you said, like, officially what your favorite wings place is?
Barbell.
Okay.
Barbell Tavern.
Should soon to be Wing Nuts.
Okay.
All right, the Mattress Firm question, unjunk your sleep. Meet a sleep expert today. Start at mattressfirm.com. Billy and Hank were sleeping on the Mattress Firm mattress all week. They had great sleep. All right, so my last question is, looking over your shoulder a little bit at all? I don't know. He's coming out here in a minute, but pretty big backup quarterback signing with Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, yeah.
10.
And just saying, are you?
I freaking love
higher
Mitch.
Draft pick than you.
Yeah.
Fact.
You're fat as a fact.
So he's technically better just based on that.
Does he have more wins?
Probably.
I think he's got more wings than you, yeah.
I've got more wings eaten, though.
Yes, that's right. So, Mitch, though, Mitch is a great guy. We're going to have him on in a second. But it's how's he like, fit in with the whole?
He's been unbelievable. Like, just his personality, his ideas, his knowledge of the game. Like you said, he started 50-plus games. What he's brought to the table for us has been fantastic. We actually were at dinner last night. He's got a birthday here on Saturday.
Ooh.
On game day, playing against Chicago. So, yep. I'm super excited to see him, obviously, play against them. And there's a couple guys that, you know, Chicago, like, these preseason games mean a lot to people.
Yeah.
Whether people believe that or not. But, no, he's been fantastic, and I'm super glad that we have him. I really am.
Yes.
Okay. I got one last question. I kind of need a player to speak out on this very important topic about, you know, people getting bullied for saying we when they're talking about their team. Like, if a Bills fan's watching the Bills play on Sunday, let's say you guys win 30-17 on Monday, fans should be allowed to say, like, we kicked their ass yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's totally fine to say. Do you take offense?
No, we're all one big family here.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
absolutely. So if a fan claims a victory as their own, that's fair.
Yeah. Buffalo also is, like, absolutely we.
They're 100% we.
Absolutely we.
There's some not we towns.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I would say, like, Miami, probably
Miami,
not a we town.
Yeah, right. Maybe Anaheim. Yeah,
Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anaheim, not a wee town.
Not a wee town.
Arlington, Texas.
Yeah, not a wee town. We're going to piss some people off. That's okay.
Yeah.
I think they would
Buffalo
agree.
Is, like, at the top of the list.
I would say
in wee towns.
Yeah, they're Mount Rushmore for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Josh, thank you. We always love having you on. So you just didn't bring any cash?
See, I have IOUs.
I thought maybe
you
would
cash.
Be like, hey, here's like $500. Just, you know, let's get the payment plan started.
Well, who's the
no, not even that.
Who's the Mets player that gets paid?
Bobby Bonilla.
So
we'll get you on a Bonilla payment.
If you want to do like $100,000 for the next, what, 70 years?
You can.
I'm
that
okay
would actually
with
be
that.
Smart because we're not going to live that long.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could just be like, hey, I'll give you $10,000 for the next 500 years.
A little arbitrage.
I'm with the, yeah,
actually,
I can do that.
The more money
that.
You give us up front, the more likely we are to die sooner.
Yeah, that's true.
That is
so
true.
Front load it, and then, yeah, just taper it off.
We'll take, tell you what.
Side note, though, I am loving the Rob Lowe hat.
Yeah, so you like the, well, it's a Washington football team hat. I turned it backwards out of respect. And people gave you a lot of shit about the bucket hat. I think it's a good look.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I just wore it.
It's also, the bucket hat is, like, it is a training camp look.
For sure.
You don't bring it to the regular season.
No.
But bucket hats belong in training
camp. We're out walkthroughs out here, and you got to cover everything. It gets hot.
I'm sorry. I have a third last question. You're not going to wear that visor in the regular season, right?
Yeah. Just what the fuck, dude?
Please talk me down from that
ledge.
Don't
do that.
You don't want me to wear it?
No. Visor has never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
ever.
I'm not wearing a visor.
Okay,
on,
all
guys.
Right.
I told you this. Remember when you...
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah.
When you
right.
didn't record me while you called me?
Yeah, that's
or
right.
didn't tell me you were recording?
We actually saw the other time we called you and recorded the kid... Shout out to Kid. We saw him at the bar last night when we had that kid in the studio, and we called you and you
That's
gave
right.
him a shout out.
That's
yeah.
right.
So you're a man of the people.
Hashtag the kid.
Yeah, hashtag the kid. No, he actually, he's going to be really upset about that because I guess he's like a 40-year-old dude, and he's like, everyone keeps calling me the kid now. And I was like, well, why did you tell me that? Because now I'm definitely going to bring it up, and we're going to do the kid again. So hashtag
Well,
the
I got
kid.
A question for you.
Yeah.
NCAA should be coming out, right? That
yes,
new one?
Yes.
Is Doug's making a comeback?
Yes, absolutely. Yes? Doug's has not had his last season.
Okay.
I don't know when, but Doug's has not had his last season.
Okay.
So, all right, well, Josh, you're
okay,
the best
Okay,
well,
man. Then I got another second to
okay.
last question.
Yeah.
Will you coach my Pokes?
Oh. I'll consider it.
You consider it?
I'll consider it.
I think that, you know, maybe
just for a season.
If I could win a famous Idaho Bowl, it would be a dream come true.
Get their prestige up a little bit and help us out, man.
I think his salary right now is, what, $10 million a year?
Yeah.
For Doug's?
Mm.
So if you know anyone that's got that kind of cash.
Yeah, you could wet the beak. I could be bought for Idaho.
Well, I mean, it's the only four-year institute in the entire state, so I think
Wait,
where
did you go to college?
Wyoming.
Well, yeah, Wyoming. Why did I say Idaho? Oh, because that's where the bowl is.
Idaho Potato Bowl, yeah.
It's like the same state.
I was like, what
much.
The hell? Why did I say Idaho? All right, yeah. Well, those piss yellow uniforms? Hell yeah.
Let's take it easy, all right?
I mean, they are. I love the Wyoming uniforms.
I love
the
Wyoming
uniforms. That Potato Bowl, when it was maroon and yellow versus brown and gold on the blue turf.
It was beautiful.
It was a funky combination.
I
will give you that.
Get the big pot of potatoes. I love it. Oh, man. All right, well, Josh, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
That interview was brought to you by our great friends over at Simply Safe. When Simply Safe's home security founders, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, designed their first security system in their kitchen, they did it for a very personal reason. That's that their friends had just had their home broken into. They were struggling to find a security system that was simple to set up and it would make them feel safe again. And making people feel safe is what Simply Safe has been doing ever since that moment 15 years ago. They got a passion to protect people, not only that drives their every engineering detail in its products, it also motivates every interaction with its customers. And the thing is, Simply Safe just makes it so easy. It takes about 2 minutes to customize a system on their website, simplysafe.com/PMT. Simply Safe has highly trained security experts ready whenever you need them, whether that's a fire, a burglary, a medical emergency, or even just when you're setting up the system. They're there to help you. There's always someone who has your back to keep you safe. Make you feel safe. And as a listener, part of my take, you get 20% off your Simply Safe security system, and you get your first month for free. 20% off your system and your first month for free. All you have to do is sign up for interactive monitoring service at simplysafe.com/PMT. Customize your system, start protecting your home and family. Simplysafe.com/PMT.
Okay, thanks to Josh Allen and Brian Daboll. We're going to finish up the show with our Mount Rushmore and our Firefest, finishing up Grit Week, a great Grit Week. Great to be back on the road. Great to see the people. Again, we have some big stuff coming, right? Like recap video, obviously the song with Benny the Butcher.
Liam saw Color for the first time.
Maybe
the best video we've ever made.
We've got Mitch Trubisky Monday.
Going on that?
I mean, let's just say we're not going to quit our podcasting job for acting. Okay? It's pretty simple. We don't deliver lines well.
I thought it was great. You know what? It wasn't about the lines. It was just about helping our friend Liam be able to see a beautiful
Well, Liam was the worst actor in it.
Yeah.
So we were all terrible.
Oh, I thought that was real.
Yeah, it was real.
I thought it was real.
First time you ever saw Color.
He was crying.
All right, so we have that. We have Mitch Trubisky Monday. We have Ryan Fitzpatrick Wednesday. So Grit Week is over, but not really over, because we still got some more stuff. All right, let's get to our Mount Rushmore, then we'll do our Firefest. Mount Rushmore is brought to you by our friends at Cross Country Mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage is like us, people first group of people. Rates are unbelievably low right now. Don't pay the bank more money than you need to. Also, if you own a home right now, you can refinance with Cross Country Mortgage. Hit them up. They are great to talk to. They will get you set on the path to owning your own home. Stop throwing away money every single month. You need to start building your own equity with a home. So rates are all-time low. They may never get this low again. Call today for a fast, free rate quote. Our partners will save you a lot of money. Call today, and our friends at Cross Country Mortgage will give you a free home valuation that is a free to you just for calling. Just like the all-star athlete, Cross Country Mortgage pushes themselves through the entire lending process. If they get blocks, they figure out ways around to get the ball over the line. Don't miss this window as rates are expected to creep up. Reach out to them and see what they can do for you. And when you connect with Cross Country Mortgage, it'll tell them Barstool sent you. Go to crosscountrymortgage.com/barstool to learn more about your future home buying experience or refinance your current mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 3029. All loans subject to underwriting approval. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Okay. We're going to do the Mount Rushmore of things you do at a hotel. Hotel moves, because we've been in hotels. Although, Hank, you made good on your disc golf bet. You slept in the RV last night. How was it?
It was great. Shout out to Mattress Firm. My sleep was great. I slept on a bus for 4 months straight, so one night at an RV park, it's basically like a hotel, if not better.
Yeah, you're good. And people, there were some people like, oh, this isn't gritty. You guys are sleeping in hotels. First of all, I think we slept in hotels from the beginning. And second of all, I'm a little bit older. I was making the joke the other day that, like, when we're 50, Grit Week is just going to be eating two spicy meals back to back.
Also, it really shows, you know, the level of your AWL-ness if you say it's not Vanny Woodhead, when the real first Grit Week was on a RV that was the exact same as the one.
Correct.
We had.
Correct. True. So you're telling on yourself, people.
I think we slept in that one night.
One night.
And the rest, that was in hotel rooms. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gritty. We're out here. We're doing a podcast at the Knights of Columbus right now.
Absolutely.
With our guy Ed, who's our future partner in all business. We should just make him executive producer of everything we do. Ed.
We need an Ed. Every group needs an Ed around.
Take some trailers to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
All right. So Mount Rushmore hotel moves. Do I decide the order?
Yeah.
All right.
One.
I'll go
handily. Besides Liam's win on pizza toppings, this was the biggest lopside ever. Yeah. I was justified by that.
It was a huge cell phone.
A lot of people.
Context clues matter. Context clues. The conversation, cell phone never made sense.
Yeah.
Cell phone made sense.
It didn't make sense.
Yeah, cell phone made sense, not cell phone.
Cell phone didn't make any sense.
Cell phone.
So wait, is this, Hank, is this yours or is Bubba doing it with you?
Team Hubba. We're bonded by life.
All right.
He didn't send me any, but
you're happy.
It doesn't
matter.
Yeah.
Are you happy? I'll start and we'll go this way, Hank, and then back around.
Okay.
All right. Easy 1-1, cranking the AC as low as it can possibly go.
Yeah.
That is the number one rule of every hotel room. You get in there, it's not your AC.
Pray it goes below 65. Yeah.
The one we were in last night was at 60.
Yeah, I checked in and it was at 60. I absolutely loved it.
Incredible.
This is like if the person that won the Super Bowl also got the first round draft.
Yeah, this is like Andrew Luck. This is an Andrew Luck draft. You're like, all right, I'm just taking Andrew Luck.
You're just going to, that's an obvious 1-1
yes,
pick.
Yes, yes. Because I actually like drafting on the wraparound 4-5, but I had to do I had to do one here. All right,
we're going to go with, shout out Like Mike, ordering room service.
Mm.
It's a great feeling. Just calling the phone.
Okay.
Picking it up.
Yep, on my list.
Comes up.
Good pick.
Okay, I'm going to go with running the hot shower for as long as you want.
Mm.
Even turning it on before you get into the shower, like letting it go cook for like 15, 20 minutes, get the bathroom real steamy and foggy. Again, you're not paying the hot water bill. It's a luxury.
Yes.
I thought you were taking this when you said cranking, but jerk off.
I had it
on my list.
I had Jack in it,
specifically in a robe.
Yeah.
That was my number two.
Using the lotion, because there's always lotion.
There wasn't in Pittsburgh.
You noticed. Okay. Yeah.
Conditioner.
Sorry you got backed up.
Yeah.
Speaking of lotion, this is my patented thing. I might trademark this move, but the shampoo soup.
Yeah.
You get in the shower, you just take all of the free complimentary bottles and you just pour them into your hand and just rub it all over your body.
Oh. Yep.
What? Call it the shampoo soup.
I love it.
Listen, that stuff's not really shampoo. It's not body wash. It's all basically the same thing.
Yes.
You just combine them.
It makes no sense, but I love it.
You make a Long Island iced tea of cleaning products.
This is the man who brought you Barbara Cuffalo.
Barbara,
And what was the NyQuil thing?
Lister Quill.
So Hank just basically, all his ideas are just combining everything.
Hank just sees every liquid in his house, and he's like, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah, we got to put this all together.
Always keep them separate.
That's
but then
a great
shampoo,
pick.
You only got three bottles. Let's just fucking, let's get nuts.
I can say it was not on my list.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Damn, I can't believe.
Then he took the shampoo soup?
No, jacking it. I thought Hank would be too bashful to go cranking it.
No, dude, Hank fucks.
And it's also a hotel. Himself, it's like how much of a list is there?
Yeah.
Like, there's only so many things you do in a hotel.
Okay, I'm going to go with, for my next one, using one of the two beds in your room as the bag and clothes bed.
A
shelf. You just put all your stuff out on there, dirty clothes, that goes on the bed too. It's actually... Most bedrooms that are being designed right now in America should have a second bed.
Yes.
Because it's so much easier to just use a bed as that than it is to use a closet or a dresser.
Yes, absolutely.
One thing I always think about in hotel, actually, I guess we'll get there. Maybe someone will use this.
Okay.
No, actually, they're not going to.
Okay.
Why, at what point, what hotel convention in the world did they decide we're going to get clocks with iPhone 4
yes,
chargers on it?
Yes.
Every time it's like they went all in on the iPhone 4 and it's just useless.
Yes.
It's like,
I agree.
Look at this cool little dock port you can plug your phone in and play music. It's
the worst is when you go to a hotel and like you don't even realize that there's an alarm set and it will go off. That happens like once every, 10 times, but it's brutal. Mm-hmm. Like a 6 a.m. alarm, you just have to fucking smash that clock against the wall.
Somebody got paid off that iPhone 4 thing.
Yeah. Big time.
When the hotels all decide at once to be like, you know what? It's the year 2014. Now it's time. Let's make the move to the iPhone 4 market.
Yes. Yes. Big time. Okay.
So we're going to go with something that really makes you establish your presence. It's your room. Putting the do not disturb sign out on the front.
Good one.
Not letting anyone come in.
Good one.
Respectfully.
Good one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ever walk down the hallway and just take people's do not disturbs off?
No, that'd be mean.
That would be mean, but awesome. All right.
I've done it drunk.
Okay. My next pick is going to be very specific, but it's... checking out the gym, not actually working out, but checking it out and being like, oh, okay, all right. You know how you always pack the shoes? Yeah, you pack the shoes that you don't. You're like, oh, well, what if I work out and you never use them?
I pack the shoes this time.
But every time you go, you're like, hey, let me just, all right, before we go back down to the lobby, let me just check out the gym real quick.
Yeah.
So they got a pool maybe?
I walked down to the gym the other day and then turned around and walked back up.
Yeah, I always just like to look at the gym, be like, oh, okay, well, maybe they got like, something cool that I don't know about.
Make a mental note of where the fitness center
yeah,
is.
Yeah, right. Never going back, but I checked it out. And then mini bar, hitting up the mini bar. It feels like you're, obviously it's very expensive, but it always feels like you're kind of stealing because you're like, ooh, these peanut M&Ms are $18, but they're great in the moment.
Well, if you don't have to pay for it at the time, it feels free.
Right.
So that's a future me problem.
Right.
I'll make that money up.
And it's also like there's something, it's almost like a dare where you're like, I'll look at the prices and be like, oh, these gummy bears are $28. Well, I'm going to fucking eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck you.
Oh, I've always said if you put like a super expensive drink on the menu, I have to order it.
Yes.
There was one time I got a margarita. It was $100. Yeah. All the other margaritas were like $13 on the menu. There was one that was $100. I was like, well, I can't be a broke boy and not get the $100 margarita.
Yes.
I asked the owner. I was like, how much does this really cost to make? He's like, probably about like $35, but I sell more of them if they're $100 than I would if they were $37.
Love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Jake and Billy.
This is one for like when you're at an AAU tournament or something.
Yeah,
playing Ding Dong Ditch. Just Ding Dong Ditch in the hotel.
That's good.
Bad boy life.
That is good. Knocking on random doors.
Getting yelled at by security.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey, you kids.
Well, this is kind of awkward because my next one, the business owner, Alicia, just sat down, so I don't want to say it in front of her, but I'll spell it just F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always nice. Better.
Yeah.
You're like in a different environment. Things are like, it's not the same place that you normally get in.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. It's always more fun on the road.
Damn.
A road trip action.
Didn't know my boy got down like that. Prio Nux.
Yeah.
Nux me, bro. Oh, fuck yes. Yeah.
Just F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
He's talking fucking.
I'm out of picks.
Oh no.
I'll just go with this is what I did this week. So I'll just go with what I did this week. I turned on
sleeping in an RV.
I turned on the TV and I watched the guide channel.
That's good pick actually.
I just sit there and watch the you're just like, all right, because obviously there's no guide. You have to watch the guide
channel.
See
what's happening.
See what's going on, and then you're like, wait, maybe I missed something.
I don't hate that pick.
I think I let it go through like four times. And I'm like, I'm actually tired. I'm just gonna go to sleep.
Yeah, I don't hate that pick.
I was so high when I got back to the hotel last night that I put it on the guide channel, and I tried to go up and down, but I kept changing it to like a different input.
Yeah.
So it was going to like the HDMI one, and then I'd have to like put it back to the actual TV channel.
Yes.
I couldn't figure out why my TV didn't have it. I honestly sat on my bed for about 15 minutes just hitting the up and down button until I figured it out.
All right. And your last one?
Oh, I got
Come on. You got one.
Unpacking my clothes in the dresser. No, I'm just kidding. Never done that in my fucking life.
That actually Jake is a boss has. Move, I love though. It. It's yeah. the best move.
You go on a vacation, Hank?
Maybe on a vacation, but not at a hotel.
It does.
On a one-night trip. Like, on a if you're there, yeah. vacation for 3-4 days, mm-hmm. but like 1-2 days, mm-hmm. it's no, not happening.
I do it every, like, if I'm down at the Super Bowl or something like that, I'm there for 5 days, I'm now a big-time unpack my stuff, put them mm-hmm. in the drawers guy.
All right, I'm going to take that as my right, pick.
Good.
Put okay. it on the list.
I had it
I've
on
never
my list.
Done it, but
yeah. it actually makes you feel like a boss.
It does, like an adult. Yeah. Now, I'm not willing to go far enough to say making you your bed
no.
would be a good move. That's a Field Yates move.
That's a
he makes
B-dub.
His bed in hotels.
I don't first thing I do again. Is put my suit out
of course.
And on.
Yeah. Even when you're on vacation, you bring your suit.
Yeah.
Just in case. All right, PFT, your last pick.
All right, my last one is going to be the hot tub.
Mm.
The hot tub in the pool. Just getting to, if not using it, like Big Cat said, with a fitness room, like walking by and being like, got a hot tub here, and letting mm-hmm. everybody in your group know that there's a hot tub in the hotel room.
Yes.
But if you're on like a vacation and you're staying there for a couple nights, if it's not really like a work trip where you're working late at night, the hot tub is a great thing to come back to at the end of the day.
Yes. All right.
Losing your key, just your key card, just losing it. Yes. Everyone does it. Going to the receptionist, being like, I lost my key.
Yeah.
And then them being like, yeah.
Yeah, it happens every time. Every time. All right, my last one is I like to – first one of the first things I do when I get in a hotel room is I rip the sheets because they always make the bed so fucking tight that if you try to get into it, you like – you basically get trapped. It's a straight jacket.
Yeah.
So I like to rip up the bottom of the sheets and kind of loosen up the bed.
Like sometimes your feet can't even get the full extension
yes,
when you get into the hotel bed.
It's crazy how they do that.
Yeah, it is. But I actually like it. I like the fact
that
it's...
I hate that.
I'm snug. No, I like that it's there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then I just get in and I immediately dismantle it. It's like a dog with a toy. It's like, I love this toy, but I'm going to rip all the stuffing out.
Yeah, so if you get in and you try to kick it, like off, you'll always kind of end up in like a tangled web.
Yeah.
So I like to rip it first. Mm-hmm. All right. Things that are missed. I don't know if this counts as a hotel move, but when you like go on vacation, calling your hotel room home after like 3 hours. Like, are we going to go back home?
Yeah.
And it's like you're talking about your hotel room.
I like that. I had leaving towels on the floor after you're done with them.
Big time. This one would have been controversial. I don't like doing it, but I always do it when I go to a hotel room. Ironing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't iron at home, but I iron it in a hotel room.
I had missing the continental breakfast. Happened to me today. I came down there at 9:45.
5 minutes. I missed it by five minutes.
I missed it by 15. And it still smelled like breakfast down there, which was the worst part.
Charging something to the room is always a good feeling.
Yep.
Down at the restaurant, requesting late checkout.
Yeah, that's good.
Some hours.
Do you check out of hotel rooms, Jake?
Never in my life. I didn't realize like people actually did that.
Yeah,
no,
you just walk out. They know when you're leaving.
Well, I mean, now we're dating ourselves, but like staying at hotels back in the day where it was an actual key.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Like that actually would happen.
So if you stay in a hotel
that
has a key
sense.
Right now, it's
I've always
one of two
why,
things.
Why, who like who's checking out of hotels?
Yeah,
it's either like if you have a key to unlock your door, it's either a very quaint place, or it's just a crack house.
Yes,
and there's no in between whatsoever.
Yes. Dramatic opening of your curtains. And staring out at your view, even if it's a terrible view.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to do a little life hack. If your curtains don't fully close and it gets dark in there, take the clothes hanger and fasten it shut. That's
okay.
what I do. Yeah,
that's bold. That's like MacGyver shit.
Yeah, because you need to get like. There's nothing worse.
I
than
accept
going
my
to,
fate when I
yeah
see
when
that.
You go to a hotel room and there's that little crack of sunlight and you're like, oh, this is gonna fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have. The small boxes of cereal that you get at hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Really the only place that you ever eat them.
Yep.
Stealing the shampoo and conditioner from the maid's cart, all the little
for
things.
For soup? For more soup?
More soup.
How much soup
travel.
Can you have?
Like sometimes they
I love shampoo soup.
Shampoo
it's like my
soup.
Favorite pick of the summer. Shampoo
how
soup.
Much stuff?
You see Hank just standing in the shower just squirting into his hand.
How much stuff do you think that you can combine into one thing? Like, realistically, what items? So, you have shampoo, conditioner,
body wash. That's it.
Bubble bath.
Soup.
No, I'm saying, like, forget about what they have in a hotel.
No, that's it. Only in a hotel.
Yeah.
You don't
it's
do
a novelty
that at home?
Drink. Yeah.
I love it.
No, yeah.
I love it. Treat yourself.
Well, at home, you have, like, a 2-for-1 or whatever.
One thing I never understood.
It's a literal, like, instead of 2-for-1, that's what people are going to mock it. It's like, you probably use 2-for-1 fucking shampoo, conditioner.
Yeah.
This is me just doing it all.
You're saving time.
Yeah.
And the environment.
Right.
I wish hotels had liquid soap to wash your hands.
Mm.
Like, Who uses a bar at home?
And it's a waste.
Wash your hands.
Because you use it for like two times and then they throw out the bar. Good point.
The other thing that pisses me off, no toothpaste. Why?
Yeah.
Hotels have all these complimentary
things. Or socks. Mm-hmm. No new socks. Mm-hmm.
But toothpaste,
we're talking about things that we forgot to pack.
Toothpaste should be part of...
And socks.
No.
And underwear.
No.
You know what the worst is? When you stay at a hotel that has the video game console hooked up to it, and it's like, pay me $30 to unlock the video games.
Yes, yes, because it just taunts you. Also, one of the worst things that happened to me yesterday, happens probably every other time I go to a hotel, is clogging the toilet and then having to call down. And yesterday, I just walked out, and I was just like, hey, someone clogged the toilet in 313. And the guy was like, okay. Like, this sucks. Like, you basically just have to tell them, like, hey, I take big dumps.
Yeah. Hey, someone used all the lotion in my room this morning.
It's just,
and last night.
Never gets not embarrassing. Brutal, brutal. All right, that was a good Mount Rushmore. Shampoo soup lives on forever. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to go to a hotel now and just shampoo soup the fuck out of it.
Yep.
All right, Firefest of the week. Should we start?
Let's get it.
All right, Grit Week, Firefest.
I don't think you can have a Firefest on a week as beautiful as Grit Week, but if I were to have one, it would be that I didn't pack a charger, and I've been chasing a charge this whole week. PFT was nice enough to give me a charger.
I gave you one.
I lost PFTs.
Oh.
I will get you another one. It was one of the nicer ones, too.
It was really nice. It was a luxurious 6-foot cord.
Oh, yeah. You can't lose
those
that.
Those don't grow on trees.
You can't lose that. I pass the Apple Store on my commute to work, so I will be able to get you another one. But
it's
got to
be, I think you got to go 12 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those ones, though. If I lost like a shitty small charger, I'd be like, whoa, yeah, whatever, I got you, you know.
Did you lose Big Cats too?
No,
because I stayed on his ass.
Uh huh.
Because he was like walking around all free, and like it was, it had been a couple hours. Like, you still got my charger?
Show me your charger. Because
I knew he had lost yours.
Yeah.
So I was like, this guy Hank, he's just fucking eating chargers. This
and then I got back. I bought a charger, gave it to someone at the stew, and then I forgot to get it back when I went back to the bus. I had 10% when I got back to the bus. No chargers there. Going to sleep with like 10% on your battery and not knowing whether or not it's still going to be alive when you wake up.
Yep.
What a rush.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a great week.
Yeah, that is a great week. All right, PFT, your Firefest of the week.
Okay, I got two. One, my debit card got stolen while I was away. Somebody bought like an $1,100 iPhone in New York while I was on the road, so had to cancel that, which means that now I'm without a debit card for the next probably week or so, which it sucks, but it also has a silver lining because it resets everything when it comes to all the monthly charges that I have.
Ooh,
it's
nice.
Like the circle of life.
Cleans
it's like,
it out.
Yeah, like wintertime, everything freezes over and only the strong seeds grow back. I have to go ahead and reauthorize every single monthly payment to continue. So I'm probably going to say, actually, between that and OnlyFans, this is just a great month for saving money.
Yes.
And then also Firefest is at 5 o'clock this morning. The people directly upstairs from my hotel room started pounding it like fucking
whoa, right there.
They were
F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
I'm telling you, like, I've never heard a bed hit the ground. I swear to God, I opened my eyes. It's 5 a.m., right? And I think, like, there's no way that this is what I'm hearing. My brain tells me, I think I must be downstairs from the fitness center because that's the sound of somebody running on a treadmill. And because they went for like 30 minutes. And I was like, there's no chance. And they got, so after like 10 minutes, I started hearing some of the noises, some of the groans. And then I heard a guy just saying, get some, get some, get some.
That's right, Billy in the gym.
I'm going to ask a question that I think is on everyone's mind. Did you jerk off listening to it?
No.
Pussy.
Because I was still
high. I would have.
No,
because it's fucking free porn.
Because I was still high. That's the thing.
Dude, you have to.
No.
You have to jerk off to that.
I probably.
If they sound hot, you have to.
They didn't sound hot. The guy. All I heard was the guy. So, like, who knows? Like, I didn't know if it was sus or not because I would have just been.
Oh my God.
I would have been cranking it to just a guy going,
that's
get fun. Some.
Yeah.
Get some.
He was
get
just
some.
Jerking
which
off.
I think I'm going to have to start saying during sex now because it sounds like an alpha
get
move.
Get some.
Get some.
Get some.
Yeah. But yeah, it was. I think if it's between the hours of like midnight and 3 and I woke up and I heard that, you're right, free porn.
Yeah.
But like 4 and 5 a.m., that's when I'm in that. Middle, I don't know if I'm alive or dead zone. My brain doesn't work correctly.
Yeah, when I'm in a hotel room by myself, I'm like pray that the people next to me fuck just so I can get a quick show.
I normally don't mind that, but it was aggressive, and I wanted to tell you guys all morning because of what a crazy sound it was that was coming from like directly upstairs, not like an adjacent. It was directly over my head, just the sound of the bed going like.
Oh, hell yeah.
For 30 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Get some.
Get some.
Get some.
Yeah. All right, like Fire Fest. I got two. No, I have one. And I actually don't think you guys even know this happened, but it happened like 5 feet away from you. I puked on the bus. I puked on the bus on the ride from...
Are you pregnant?
Too much straw?
We hit a bump and I swallowed a pouch. Oh. I was in the back. Oh. This was part of the spillage. It was like a whole... It all happened at the same time. It was like spitting, bump, spill, swallow. I went into the bathroom. I puked. You guys were listening to music, so you didn't hear. And I was like, thank God they didn't hear. It sucked.
Yeah.
I puked a lot.
When was the last time you threw up from dip?
It had been a long time, but it was like the perfect... And shout out Ben. Ben's been a great bus driver, but he hit a bump, and I just fucking swallowed a full pouch. It was so bad. Mm. So, yeah, that was my Fire Fest. It was actually more that, like, I don't want them to hear me puke, so thank God you guys didn't hear me.
Yeah. It's a great job hiding.
Yeah.
There's
music. It's loud on the bus. Wait. But, like, you know that, like, there's that moment where you puke, and you're just like, oh, fuck. Like, the embarrassment of everyone would be like, did you puke? So I was like, able to.
From a body image standpoint, I know that you've got a lot of compliments on mm-hmm. how skinny you are.
Yeah.
Is there something you want to talk about?
No. Wish I could do that.
Sneaking away.
No, that's not healthy. Don't do that.
Sneaking away, throwing up.
I wish I could do that.
How are your teeth? How's the enamel on your teeth?
Force myself to puke. Nice. Put them on there.
Huge mistake.
Also, I miss my kids. That was my other Fire Fest. I should have worn these
all. I'm glad that you said kids.
I miss my kids a lot.
Last time you said that you miss your son, it sounded like a Drew Brees situation.
Well, someone pointed that out, but like my daughter is 3 months, so she can't talk. Like my son is at the point now where it's like I'd rather hang out with him than anyone else in the world because mm-hmm. like we just fucking bro out. So my daughter will get there. She'll learn words and all that shit. Also, I totally forgot to say it. Shout out Peggy, who was integral to Grit Week.
Absolute saint.
She works with us, helps us book guests.
She's a great guest booker.
This has been like a 4 month process dealing with teams, COVID, vaccines.
The vaccines and all that stuff.
The amount of paperwork and shit that went into this Grit Week compared to other ones.
She stays on top of everything.
Yeah.
And she's super communicative. She works with us going back and forth with the teams.
So
she's super professional all the time.
Yeah. So maybe just everyone, just if you feel inclined, just tweet out, shout out Peggy. Because she was awesome this week, and she's great to work with. All right, Jake, Fire Fest.
Yeah, so yesterday I was taking a bunch of pictures of you guys at the AWLs, and next thing I know, a bunch of beer falls on my back.
Yeah.
And now I have an outfit full of beer that hopefully isn't smelling up the rest
so
of
Billy
my luggage.
So Billy hit a drink cart
in front of nothing to
hundreds
do with
of
it.
People smashing...
No. Like hundreds of people
15
can absolve
plates
me.
And glasses.
It was the loudest crash I've ever heard at a restaurant in my entire life. And Billy just like trying to walk away from it like he didn't do anything.
No, I did not do it.
And then Jake having his entire back covered. It was a perfect
encapsulation of Jake and Billy and like who they are. Billy's the guy who like even if it, let's just say it wasn't your fault. Even if it wasn't your fault, you're still like at the scene of the crime and everyone's like, God damn it, Billy. Like people I was going to say people started an asshole chant. I started an asshole chant. The whole bar did it for you. But and then Jake, like for the next hour, was like, my back is so wet. This is gross.
Who do you think knocked it over? The person who was totally dry or the person who was wet?
Oh.
Who was closer to it? I was unscathed.
Well, that doesn't.
Dude, there's nothing like starting a good asshole.
I know,
chant.
And
it's
I know the thing
best.
Is, everyone started chanting. I felt bad for the actual person who knocked it over.
No, you didn't. You
that's why I started.
Is this like OJ?
That's why I started cleaning.
You can
up.
Never go near a drink cart again.
No, that's why I started cleaning up the stuff because I was like, oh my god, because the person who actually did it was.
Yeah, Billy
up.
Started just picking up glass with his bare hands. Pretty cool move.
Yeah, well, they're big pieces, but I felt. Yeah.
Are you saying though that it might have been Jake?
No, it wasn't Jake. I know who did it.
Who was it?
I'm not going to
say the name.
I'm not going to embarrass
say
it. So it's you.
If you, no, if you did do it, how would you have done it?
Yeah.
No, it was unfortunately one of the servers put something on there. And the whole
did you just say servants?
Over. Servers.
Oh. All right, Billy, your Mount Rush or Fire Fest.
The whole wing fiasco. The
what
worst
happened,
part
huh?
about it was, so I failed the wing challenge.
You were close, though.
No, not at all.
Fail is like, I think they wouldn't, I don't even know if they give you an F because that would show that you showed up.
It was incomplete.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, so basically took one down, realized having no beverage, no blue cheese, no nothing was ridiculous. Like when you're chewing a whole drumstick in your mouth because you're trying to get it down fast because speed's the only way it works, mm-hmm. like where you can get away from the heat. you get caught up, and then you realize, like, once you take the second bite, like, yeah, you're not doing this. Like, you gotta get out. But the worst part is that the video didn't show, like, the several, like, hours afterwards where I was just, like, sweating, you know, like, my lips blew up. Like,
Billy tried to say the humidity reactivated the heat, like, 3 hours later.
It did. I put a mask on and, like, was sweating, and then my lips started burning again. There was, like, a little bit of sauce on my wrist that, like, was not on the glove, and it, like, was burning till, like, the next morning.
So what is the excuse that you're going to make?
I'm not making an excuse. It's a very hard wing challenge.
Okay. All right, because there was an excuse that you were making yesterday, which was that they amped up the spiciness of the wings because they had it in for you personally.
No,
you
I think
that they made it spicier than
it
normally
is. I think the chef sees a bunch of cameras and some guy's doing the wing challenge, and he's like, oh, I'm going to fuck this guy up 100%.
Mm-hmm. By the way, last breaking news, breaking moves. Breaking news, breaking news. There was a poll done by scouts and executives, and LeBron James got 0 votes as best player in the NBA. He then tweeted, "Thank you," all caps, as if I didn't need more gas, or didn't need more to fuel me. Hashtag washed.
No, hashtag washed king.
King. Oh, yeah, yeah. I missed that part.
That's the nickname that everyone's calling him.
All right, so Billy, you got anything else?
Yeah, we have. There was a new NIL sponsorship signing with Kool-Aid McKinstry, who obviously signed with Kool-Aid, and they did a really cool picture on their Twitter, which was like the Arnold Schwarzenegger picture where it's the two guys like holding hands, but it was him and the Kool-Aid man.
Funny Bob was here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a great name.
Other signings, we have a bunch of quarterbacks who are signed to Chicken's Restaurant, Sam Howell's, Bojangles, JT Daniels, Zaxby's, and Spencer Rattler's, which is to Raising Cane's, so a little chicken rivalry there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's pretty
nervous
much
little
it.
Bird. Exactly. Billy, are you ever going to get a chicken advertisement after your performance?
Probably
not. Probably
no, never.
Probably going to go vegan.
Yeah.
Ooh, you should go vegan.
You should do a vegan food challenge.
You did look really skinny, by the way, in that one picture.
Yeah, no, I definitely get in bulking season.
Yeah, what's going on with that? People are saying you're a beta?
No.
Oh, okay. I was reading the internet, dude. I was trying to get
a six pack, like Hank said, because I thought Hank actually might do it.
I was
and now
close.
It's like a.
Billy's like disgust when I say the word beta. No, that's not true. Jake, you want to do numbers? Get the random number generator?
76.
8 99 69 99 68 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8.
All right, I'll go 18.
All right,
survey says
43. Oh. Wait, Nick, 30. Ben, number 1 to 100. Yeah, 27.
All right, here we go. 59.
Oh. Damn. Great Grit Week. Thank you, everyone who listened and saw us out. We fucking love Grit Week. We love you guys. And, yeah, we have more Grit Week coming up. Hank looks like a fucking douchebag.
In an ode to Buffalo, there was at one point 30 to 60 million buffaloes across America. And Lewis and Clark said that it was so crowded with buffaloes, they had to, like, push them aside to get across the Great Plains.
Wow.
Buffaloes.
Dysentery. Love you guys. Talking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. Oh, I'll be coming for your love, okay? Shying away. Oh, I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me. Better to be safe than sorry. Say after me. Oh, it's no better to be safe than sorry. Take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two.
shying away. I'll be coming for you anyway. You're shying away. I'll be coming for you anyway. Take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone in a day. Take me.